Imagination Studio presents SpongeBob SquarePants Chapter Book 3, Hall Monitor by Annie Auerbach. Based on the original teleplay by Chuck Klein, Jay Lender, and Mr. Lawrence. Read for you by Mr. Lawrence. Chapter 1. There's no one in Bikini Bottom quite like SpongeBob SquarePants. When he's not at work flipping Krabby Patties or on an adventure with his best friend Patrick, SpongeBob can be found at Mrs. Puff's Boating School. Mrs. Puff's Boating School is where students learn the rules of the road. SpongeBob has taken Mrs. Puff's class 47 times. He knows the answer to every question in the classroom. But when it's time for the driving portion of the exam, SpongeBob always panics behind the wheel and ends up failing. When SpongeBob is on the road, it's best to steer clear or run for cover. One day at school, things seemed normal. SpongeBob sat in the back of the class taking precise notes while all the other students slept. Their snoring was almost louder than Mrs. Puff's lecture. "Everyone wake up!" Mrs. Puff called. "It's time to pick this week's hall monitor!" SpongeBob sat upright in his seat. He moved his desk out into the center aisle to make sure Mrs. Puff could see him. Being chosen as hall monitor was an honor SpongeBob wanted more than anything. With his eyes wide and hopeful, he wished hard for his name to be called. Mrs. Puff looked down at the list attached to her clipboard and said, "Let's see here. This week's hall monitor will be, Bart. No, he's done it already. Tina? No, she said to herself. Then Mrs. Puff gasped in horror. At the bottom of the list was the name she feared the most. SpongeBob SquarePants. "It's Jimmy! Jimmy's the hall monitor!" Mrs. Puff exclaimed. Jimmy, a green fish wearing shorts and a t-shirt, shook his head and said,
"Mrs. Puff, I've done it already."
"Oh!" Mrs. Puff replied, quickly scanning the list again. "Bill?" "No way, Mrs. Puff," answered Bill, a plump gray fish sitting in the back. Mrs. Puff wasted no time. "Tina, you're the hall monitor," she said. "Hey, I've done it 3 times already," Tina declared, her fins on her hips. Beth, Mrs. Puff said. "Yes, Beth." "She graduated," Jimmy told her. By this time, SpongeBob had eagerly inched his desk up the aisle. He could hardly contain his excitement. He knew what was coming. But Mrs. Puff was still trying to avoid calling the name of a certain rectangular student. "Henry, Vera, Sheldon," she called out in desperation. But it was no use. Mrs. Puff sighed deeply. "All right, I guess I have no choice," she gulped. "The hall monitor of the week is SpongeBob."
"Yahoo!"
yelled SpongeBob. And so the victory dance began. SpongeBob raced around the classroom, bouncing off the walls and zigzagging around the desks. All the while he shouted, "Hall monitor! Hall monitor! I'm the hall monitor!" Finally, SpongeBob calmed down, stood next to Mrs. Puff in front of the class, and saluted. "Hall monitor SpongeBob reporting for duty, ma'am," he said in a drill sergeant voice. Mrs. Puff began, "Now But SpongeBob continued, "I'm ready to assume my position in the hall." "Yes, but," Mrs. Puff said, "I will protect all who are weak in the hall," SpongeBob shouted. "All rules will be enforced in the hall." "Okay," said an annoyed Mrs. Puff. "Just take the cap and belt." "I can't accept that yet, ma'am," SpongeBob told her. "First, I have to make my speech." Mrs. Puff sighed. "You can't make this easy, can you?" "Classmates," SpongeBob began, "who am I to deserve such a great honor? Why, I'd be nothing without Mrs. Puff." "Oh, give me a break," Mrs. Puff muttered under her breath. "And to my public," SpongeBob continued, "all I can say is, well, frankly, I'm touched." He wiped a tear away. "I want you to know that I represent you out there in the hall. I will carry out my duties," SpongeBob promised as he rambled on. "Crime and punishment, punishment and crime, in the hall." The other students sighed and groaned, but SpongeBob wasn't done. "That reminds me of an extremely long speech written by the greatest hall monitor of all time." He took a dramatic pause. "Friends, students, juvenile delinquents, lend me your ears." The students covered their ears. 3 hours later, SpongeBob was getting ready to wrap up his speech. Finally, he said, "In conclusion, and without a moment to spare, I will put on this uniform and assume my duties as hall monitor." SpongeBob had expected a round of applause, but by this time everyone had fallen asleep, including Mrs. Puff. Luckily, the bell rang.
"Huh? Oh!"
Mrs. Puff said as she stood up. All the students woke up with a jolt and rushed out of the classroom. They practically ran right over SpongeBob on their way out.
"SpongeBob, are you okay?" Mrs. Puff asked.
SpongeBob sighed. "I overdid the speech again, didn't I?" he asked his teacher.
"I'm afraid so," Mrs. Puff told him.
"Ah, tartar sauce," exclaimed SpongeBob. "I guess I won't be needing these." He handed the hall monitor cap and belt back to his teacher.
"I hardly knew you," he added, looking sadly at the uniform.
SpongeBob was gripping the uniform so tightly that Mrs. Puff had to pry it from his hands.
SpongeBob's disappointment showed in his face, as well as in his slightly deflated head. Mrs. Puff couldn't believe it, but she actually felt sorry for SpongeBob. Each time he'd been elected hall monitor, he hadn't made it out the door.
SpongeBob?
"Yes, Mrs. Puff," replied SpongeBob.
"I can at least let you wear the uniform until tomorrow," she offered.
"Woohoo!"
yelled SpongeBob. His head was instantly back to its full size. "Thanks, Mrs. Puff!" SpongeBob sang to himself as he put on his hall monitor uniform.
"Bebop dee diddly doo, hall bebop dee diddle monitor, root toot toot."
Mrs. Puff sighed and shook her head as SpongeBob bounded out the classroom door.
Chapter 2. Walking proudly in his hall monitor uniform, SpongeBob strode down the street. He held his head up high, honored to be hall monitor, even if it was only for the rest of the day. Suddenly he stopped dead in his tracks. "A broken traffic light!" he cried. "Who's to say my monitoring duties should end just because the bell rang?" he wondered. Then he straightened his cap. "I can be helpful anywhere! Yes, this looks like a job for the hall monitor!"
SpongeBob pulled out a whistle.
"All right," he said as he signaled. "Hey, big boat, you go that way, and this turbo boat can go this way, and this one that way, and this one left, and this one right, and over here and over there."
SpongeBob not only made signals with his arms, but with his legs and rear end as well. His arms went left, the cars went right. His legs kicked out, the car swerved around. No driver could follow. They weren't sure if he was dancing or directing traffic.
"Ha! This is a piece of crusty crab cake," SpongeBob said confidently.
Just then, two boats swiped each side of SpongeBob, sending him spinning.
"Whoa!" he yelled.
Gaining his balance, SpongeBob looked up to see a huge boat coming right toward him. With all his might, SpongeBob stretched his legs as far as they would go, just in the nick of time.
"Yikes!"
SpongeBob yelled, and the big boat zoomed right between his legs.
"Barnacle brain!" yelled the driver.
SpongeBob couldn't really hear him over the traffic noise.
"You're welcome!"
he called with a friendly wave.
Screech! Slam! Crash!
That friendly wave caused the biggest frenzy yet, a 15-car pileup. Pedestrians nearly became speed bumps. Horns were blaring and tempers were flaring.
"Well, my work here is done," he said. Then he smiled. "What would this town do without me?"
SpongeBob was so pleased with his first hall monitor task, he had no idea that he had caused more accidents than he had prevented. He didn't notice all of the angry drivers, wrecked cars, and injured pedestrians around him.
"On patrol, I'm on patrol,"
he sang to himself as he left the traffic catastrophe.
Chapter 3.
SpongeBob was walking home when he heard a noise.
"Who's there?" SpongeBob said and froze.
He looked at the looming shadow on the wall. "It's a bird. It's a plane. It's...
hall monitor,"
he finished with a laugh. SpongeBob walked a few more feet before another bold opportunity presented itself. A low, open window.
"Uh-oh," he said and took a peek.
Inside the house, a couple of fish were enjoying a meal together.
"More seaweed medley, dear?"
the female fish asked her husband.
"Oh, yes," the husband replied. "You know it's my fa-"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?